Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Must be super frustrating when you know you're kicking ass at work, right? But the boss takes a look at you, doesn't take you seriously, overlooks you every time there's a promotion. Now you're starting to think, okay, is it just because I'm a young woman? We got one Burt Show listener here that hits us with an email the other day, and she says she got a couple of things, quote unquote, working against her here. She's a young woman and she's a military spouse, which I didn't even know was a problem in the workplace until she brought it up in this email.
Hi, Burt Show. I am a huge fan and have been listening to your show ever since I moved. I listen to you guys on my way to my night shift. Speaking of which, I need advice about my job. To give a little insight, I work in the media industry just like you guys. I am young and also married to my husband who serves in the military. I have been fortunate to get a job while being a military spouse. Statistically, military spouses have a harder time finding a job because of the military lifestyle. It's been hard navigating my job, being married to someone in the military, and figuring out myself.
Why is that? Because you have to tell them that you're a military spouse and you might be moving, and I can't even tell you when that's going to happen. I got it.
I sometimes feel like my boss overlooks my work and what I do because I am a young woman and a military spouse. I also notice that men get more recognition in the industry and some with no experience and double-checking my own work. I've been doing my job for a while now, too. I also feel like men are allowed to voice their concerns and even get upset about it at work. But anytime a woman does, it's overlooked because of the stereotype that women are more emotional than men. I feel like I am just seen as a young military spouse instead of a person doing their job. How do I combat this issue? I love what I do, but with the Barbie movie now out and listening to you guys every day, I am kind of questioning my job and our society. Any advice?
This damn Barbie movie.
Hallelujah, this Barbie movie.
This Barbie movie has really shaken it up.
It's causing so many awakenings.
I don't know what you do in a case like this. I know some of you hardliners out there are like, just get another job. That's not so easy, right? So what do you do in a case like this?
No, she doesn't need to get another job. But I think this points out exactly what women are talking about when they, you know, use the word the patriarchy, because everyone hears patriarchy and they're like, woke. What it comes down to cases like this, where if you are a young woman, let's say like you're 23 and your boss is a man, they naturally just connect with the other men in the office. So they tend to get opportunities that you don't, because, you know, they're having like water cooler talk in the break room. And so I think she's just kind of feeling like that unspoken social difference where, you know, they might be stereotyping her as like an emotional woman if she comes with a complaint, whereas they're not going to if they have like a more friendly relationship with their male coworkers.
Yeah, if the male coworker comes in there and he's in a bad mood, the boss would be like, oh, what'd your wife do to piss you off today? It's always on the woman, right? But a woman isn't in a great mood, then it's a totally different angle on it.
Here's the thing. I think as women, especially young women, it's not really taught. It's almost an unspoken rule that you don't toot your own horn. Like, you're humble. You let yourself be noticed. You let your work speak for itself. And I don't think that works. And I also don't think, I think I've met tons of humble guys who don't have insane egos, but I've also noticed that even the humble guys are good at self-promotion, but they do it in a way that doesn't feel gross or in your face. Women don't tend to do that. So I think my advice is, it's an uphill battle. You're going to be like Sisyphus. You're going to keep rolling that boulder up and it's going to roll back down on you. But things you can do are start to promote yourself. Keep track of metrics. Are you bringing in X number of dollars? Mm-hmm. Have you done this many sales? And so when you have a huge goal like that, instead of being like, cool, I did the company good, send that email to your supervisor and be like, hey, just want to let you know we met quota, we exceeded quota, whatever it is, and start a paper trail for yourself and start touting your own accomplishments. And there's a way to do this and still be humble and not egotistical about it, but it's going to start you believing in yourself, but you're going to be start seeing as more confident and more as a valuable player, even though you're doing the exact same work as you were before. You got to let people know.
And Cassie raises a really, really, really great point. It is not egotistical for you to come in with statistics showing how valuable you are to the company. Is that how women feel? Like, It'll feel arrogant for me to say that.
That's how I felt.
Really?
And I don't want to speak for all women, but I always felt like I was hired to do a job and I'm going to excel at it and I'm going to do a great job. And that's what's expected. That's just part and parcel. But then I would see people being like, look at what I did. Look at my accolades. Look what I accomplished. And they were the ones at my old job who were getting promoted or noticed. And I think at that point I realized, okay, no one is going to do this for me. My supervisor is not going to sit down and go through my work and be like, oh, you're amazing, promotion. I have to do it for me. But it's uncomfortable if you're not used to doing it.
So it doesn't sound like she's miserable. She's frustrated. So if I would be like, if you're miserable, you need to start seeking and looking for a job elsewhere. Unfortunately, having a conversation with your boss or bringing this to the table, I don't think it's going to get you anywhere. It is actually going to cause you to take a couple steps back. She works in the media industry, and there's a game you got to play. So you got to figure out how to work the system, because the system is stacked up against you when you're a woman in a primarily male-dominated industry.
It's the Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.